Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This month, Streaming Things is brought to you by the super patrons, and I'm about to shout them out. Thank you so much to Chester Copperpot, Jade, Jillian Morgan, Aaron Layton, Adam Horn, Andrew Gray, Casey McCain, Crystal Trujillo, Jen Robinson, John Collins, Kalisha Reeves, Kate, Kiki Newton, Stanton, Valerie, and Will Nash.
Welcome back. My name is Chris.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things Horror Edition. No. Ooh. Horror Edition.
Horror.
Not Horror Edition. That's the after hours.
I didn't have anything for that one.
So we were going to talk about our top 10 favorite horror films of all time. Or at least I thought we were. Then I realized Steve's only seen 10 horror films. His list would have just been, here's the 10 I've seen.
There's Final Destination.
The Thing.
The Thing, yeah.
Nope.
You guys want to listen to the same three movies I've talked about on the podcast this year already?
So instead, Andy took it upon himself to make a horror movie themed Jeopardy quiz. I don't know why he's doing that movement, but that's just Andy, baby.
I'm excited.
Put your head back in its position.
Andy is like,
Andy is out of that headspace.
You are the horror master out of all of us, so it's only fitting that you would become the puppet master for us on this episode.
Indeed, I am the wish master.
The pumpkin head. How many more references to 80s villains? Candyman.
Candyman, that's a 90s villain.
So, Andy. All right, man. Team one, team two. I'm team one. Steve's team two. Let's just do that. I'm right off the fucking bat.
All right, then.
Read off the categories to us. What's going on?
So we got five categories here, and the names were made pretty quickly and last minute.
Sure.
But we got the five categories are He's Just a Boy.
He's Just a Boy.
He's Just a Boy.
Slash or Bash.
Slash or not Slash or Bash, which is a fun game I want to now play.
It was a Slash or Bash.
Slash or Bash.
Slash or Bash. Paranormal Party. Horror Comedy Rompity. Sorry, guys. I did
horror,
the best I could.
Comedy
I
like Rompity.
Comedy Rompity.
And we have Stephen the King.
I like it.
After you, Sir Stephen.
Thank you, good sir.
My lord.
Lord of kisses.
Okay. I love it. And so I'm first?
So let's go by who's... you can be first. That's fine.
We could play a game for first, too. Because that's kind of an... You can run the board, so that's kind of an advantage.
Yeah, that's true.
So you want to rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
Okay.
Andy, will you officiate, so the audio listener knows what we're doing? Are we going on shoot?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes. Okay. Are we doing 2 out of 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Standard American rules, 2 out of 3.
Okay.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
That was one for Steve.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
That is two for C.
Wow.
Team two.
Anticlimactic.
All right. I thought I was going to put up a more of a fight there. Saw me coming a mile away. Paper than rock, baby.
All right. Steve.
Don't worry. You're going to have the board suit enough, I'm sure.
Let me close my other tabs. Get rid of that porn.
I like how you're screen recording for the YouTube as well. And you just had, I don't know what up.
It was out of screen recording. Steve, pick your category.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with the category. I feel like I have somewhat of a shot. And let's go with horror comedy rompity for 100.
All right, Steve. What's the name of the pub in Shaun of the Dead?
What is the Winchester?
How do I reveal?
Space bar.
Nailed it.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Do I still have the...
Oh, the ding.
I don't have the dings. I took them off.
All right. Ding. I can do it from now on.
Ding. Well, maybe I can do, like, if we're correct, you get a... And if you get it wrong...
Yeah, that works.
Okay. All right. We're doing an audible here.
All right. So that's 100 points for team two.
That's me.
And press escape to continue.
Okay.
There we go. Let's just keep going down that board. Give me horror comedy rompity for 200, my friend.
In Army of Darkness, what does Ash call his shotgun?
What is my boomstick? Oh. Yeah.
The boomstick.
The boomstick. The boomstick.
Okay. I see where this is going.
We'll accept it.
Escape. Okay.
All right. Steve,
just let's keep this train rolling.
Run the rompity.
Let's do it.
Saying.
Let's run the rompity.
All right. Horror comedy rompity for 300 is in Zombieland. Tallahassee, played by Woody Harrelson, is on a quest to find what?
What is a Twinkie?
Dang, I thought I was going to steal.
Boom. Hell yeah. I'm like feeling really good about myself now.
You should.
Give me that 400, Daddy. Right. Give me 400. That 400.
In Cabin in the Woods, fuck. Steve Hadley always bets that the same evil entity will be summoned. What does he bet on?
I do actually like this movie, but I honestly don't know. What is the Sasquatch?
You went straight Sasquatch?
I went Squatch.
Chris, chance of steal.
I'm not confident enough to go negative.
Right,
400 right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass.
Okay. Safe play.
Okay. So the hint, now that it's off the board, he does ultimately get killed by this monster. Does that help either of you?
Honestly, I'm not even 100% sure who Steve Hadley
is. I don't
Hadley
know which
is.
Character Steve Hadley is.
Is that the dude who was on the West Wing?
It was.
It's not Chris Hemsworth because he dies on the motorcycle.
It's the dude that was in Billy Madison.
Yeah. So in West Wing. Yeah. Yes. He's like, okay.
He always bets on the same thing. He always bets on
mermaid.
The merman. That's right.
Merman.
Right. I was going to say werewolf.
So werewolf. Steve, back to you. Is that how that works?
No. So it's his.
Chris. Okay.
It's his. I'm going to go. I don't know what he's. I'm curious what he. I'm going to go. He's just a boy for 100 just to see what the fuck that is.
He's just a boy.
He's just a boy.
Johnny Depp started his career with this seminal horror classic.
That would be Nightmare on Elm Street. What is Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yes. Nailed it.
Good job, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. I still don't understand the category. I almost said...
Maybe it's like when they were young. Like,
yeah, so now Depp I do, but like, I don't know how he can keep that going. I'm scared.
Originally, I called it Baby Killers.
I'm glad you changed it.
That's, you know, I draw my line there.
I'm going to go.
Just let him fight.
Did you have to look up any of these answers?
Maybe one or two of the 500s.
I was trying to gauge how hard the 500s were. Did you see what I did there, Steve?
Yeah.
I'm a cheater.
Subtle. I don't think he noticed.
I'm going to go. He's just a boy for 200.
He's just a boy.
Paul Rudd's second ever film role was in what horror franchise?
Jesus.
What? That's a 200?
Paul Rudd's second ever film role was in what horror franchise?
So it's a film franchise, horror franchise.
Sure.
That is
following.
Big enough to where there's a bunch. Paul Rudd was in one.
I'm trying to think, baby boy.
So there's only really, it's kind of like a multiple choice of like three major.
I feel like
franchises.
He was in a Halloween movie.
Okay.
Part of me is thinking
final answer.
It's a Scream. I'm going to say, what is Halloween? Yeah.
Oh, he was in Halloween 6.
The curse of Michael Myers. Yeah, baby. All right. Now I'm kind of scared of he's just a boy.
So we can just say like a random vague, like, oh, it's in this franchise and we get it right.
For that question. One, yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I see how it is.
I'm going to say Slasher Bash.
I grew up with Andy as my friend.
Which horror villain has the highest body count? Is it A, Leatherface, B, Jason Voorhees, C, Jigsaw, or 4, Freddy Krueger?
It's definitely not Leatherface. And I can't see how it would be Jigsaw. And I don't think it's Freddy Krueger.
Does Jigsaw technically kill people?
That's a good point. He might have a body count of 0. I'm going to go Jason Voorhees. All right. 170 kills.
Massive, massive body count.
Dude, that boy goes into the future and kills people.
And it's space.
Jason Voorhees with a bullet, and mostly because he's had so many fucking movies.
Yeah. There's a good character.
Like 12 of them shits.
Remember that time where he went to New York and he punched a dude's head off?
Yes. Actually, I always want to help that guy box every time.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
He's being a brave boy.
On a roll?
I am on a roll. I'm doing okay. I'm going to go Slasher Bash 200.
Slasher Bash.
What famous horror character was killed in a boiler room prior to the events of the film?
That is Freddy Krueger. Boom.
Boom. Run on the board. I knew that one.
You did.
I did.
You're a smart man. You're smart, man. I'm going to go Horror Comedy Rompity 500.
You're scooping my heat.
Name 2 of the 3 rules to owning a Mogwai from Gremlins.
Ooh.
Never get them wet. Never feed them after midnight.
Nailed it.
I don't know the third
for
one.
For bonus points?
Well, what the third rule is?
Anybody?
Don't name them Stripe. Don't expose them to light.
Really?
Yeah, that's okay. How they die.
Yeah. I remember that.
All I remember right. That now.
Chris.
I'm glad you said 2 out of 3 because I would have been like,
Tried to make it fair.
I'm really glad that the seminal 80s movie that I grew up watching was the 500, not the 400 with the merman.
All right. So the score right now is Chris with 1,100 and Steve with 600. So far, there hasn't been a question. Well, no, merman didn't get answered, but nobody's lost points.
I'm going to do a Hail Mary to try to just get Steve back in the game. I'm going to go Slasher Bash for 500.
Ooh, for 500. Okay. He's brave.
Michael Myers' mask was modeled on what famous actor? Does he know the answer?
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows.
I mean, I feel like maybe that's not a 500 question. And okay. Here's what's funny. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
To remember William Shatner. Hardly know her.
How could you forget?
I don't know. Bill I was Shatner. Talking hella shit and I was like, wait, what is his fucking name? Oh no.
Oh, that'd been so funny if you're talking Steve all this. Steve would have loved game,
it. I had the same experience Bill Pullman. When I was coming up with the questions.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that was actually kind of hard. I was like, the fucking Star Trek.
I don't remember the name. I'm stabbing a lady.
I seen the movie, but I'm not a fan.
So a paranormal party for 500.
Oh, shit. Okay, here we go. In The Exorcist, how does Father Karras defeat the demon that's beginning to possess him?
Ah, oh, he masturbates with a crucifix.
That's what I'd do.
Wait, that wasn't him. Father Karras, that son of a bitch. I read the book, too, but it is not availing me at this moment.
Is this Donald Pleasance? Is that who plays Father Karras?
It's the one that's not Max von Sydow. Okay. So I don't know the actor's name.
Is Donald Pleasance in Exorcist? Am I just like having a total brain fart?
I don't recall.
I'm thinking of Halloween, I think.
That's a character from Star Wars again, Steve.
I know. We know who Max von Sydow is.
It's played by Jason Miller.
How does Father Karras defeat the demon? Doesn't he jump off a roof?
Oh, there's
a gray area.
The game character.
There's
the game
a gray area there.
I feel like he leaps
off of a roof, maybe potentially. Andy's considering it.
Do you want to rephrase that?
He falls off a roof.
Out of a window.
Okay, there it is. He jumps out of a window.
I did it.
Yay.
I'm unstoppable, Steve.
Why did I high five him? I'm losing.
You're done.
The score is 2,100 to 600.
I got a chance.
And Chris.
Stephen the King for 500.
Running the board for 500.
How many piggies?
Henry Thomas Elliot from E.T. has been in four Stephen King adaptations. Name two.
Other than E.T.
E.T.'s not a Stephen King.
Oh, yeah, duh. Okay. There we go. Off to a good start. I'm going to go Shawshank Redemption. Easy. And Elliot from E.T. I think Steve's going to get this. This is Steve's territory.
I'm not going to get this.
Really?
No. I'm not super hip on Henry Thomas's
oeuvre.
IMDb. Yeah.
I'm
I know he pops up in like, was The Haunting of Hill House?
I'm going to say... Pet Cemetery, just around the time. I'm going to go around the time. Pet Cemetery seems like a good one. We need a child actor, right?
Don't go down that road.
I'm going to say Pet Cemetery, and then I'm going to go Christine's too early, Carrie's too early. Yeah, I'm going to go Pet Cemetery and Carrie.
Massive thumbs down.
Massive, he says.
I thought that you were going to get one of these for sure.
I'm passing.
He was in Nightmares and Dreamscapes, Desperation, Gerald's Game, and Doctor Sleep.
He grew up to be that guy. I didn't even know that's who that is.
Yeah.
He's the guy that's in all the Flanagan stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The dad.
That's what I said. Like, he was in Haunting of Hill House.
I should have listened to you more closely.
All right.
I picked a bunch of, like, child actor, like, right after E.T. Stuff. Damn.
All right, Steve, it's back to you.
Deduct from me.
Oh, okay.
Back in the game. Let's see. Let's do He Just a Boy for 300.
The legendary Kevin Bacon appeared in this 1980 horror classic.
What is Friday the 13th?
Ba-doom.
Nailed it.
I knew that one.
I knew that one, baby.
He gets killed on the bed.
Steve. Steve Just a Boy.
Let's continue that. He Just a Boy for 400. 400.
I reckon anybody.
Jennifer Aniston started her career with this comedy horror film.
What is Leprechaun? Boom.
Nailed it.
You know what? Fuck it. He's Just a Boy for 500.
All right, then. Going for gold. Leonardo DiCaprio's first film role was in this creepy crawly horror film franchise.
What is... Ooh. His first film. Could it be Arachnophobia? It's creepy crawling made me think of
that. I was with you. I was like, I think that's way too late. That's after What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah. that's what had me confused. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's after that. But
Chris, chance to steal?
It's escaping me what horror film he would have been in post Growing Pains. Creepy crawly. Damn.
I'm blanking. I was about to say a movie. I was about to say The Good Son, but I was like, no, that's Macaulay Culkin.
I'm going to pass.
All right, guys. I tried to give it to you in the question. The answer was Critters. Critters 3.
Oh, Critters 3.
That was another one where I gave you the franchise.
Right.
Like if you said
Critters, sure.
I would have been happy with it.
Right, not a big Critters guy.
Yeah, I honestly forget those movies exist.
All right, so Steve.
I don't think I've seen one of those.
Loses points on that one?
He does.
All right.
And now it's my turn to choose. So
1,600 to 800.
I still got a chance.
Slasher Bash for 300.
In American Psycho, Patrick Bateman, played by Christian Bale, murders Paul Allen, played by Jared Leto, after playing and discussing the music of this band.
You know this is my kryptonite.
This is one of my favorite movies ever.
He's like, no, 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 and he goes and gets the axe while Jared Leto's sitting there. And he, where are you at, man? And I can see the scene. He's sitting on the couch, and then he notices he's putting on, the whole time he's putting on plastic and shit and zipping his little thing up.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded like a weird phrase, but you know what I meant.
Zipping that thing.
They are talking about.
Who is it? Who is it? Name a band.
The Clash.
Wow, wow, wow.
I know you know this. Andy, I would like to steal. It is Huey Lewis in the News.
That's right.
Nailed it.
New York, New York. And anyway,
what song is he playing during that scene?
I don't recall. Is
it
honestly?
That'd be funny if it was like Hip to Be Square.
Hip to Be Square.
I just love that little shuffle that he does. Like, hey, Walter. And then just whacks him with the axe in the face.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. The past couple years have been a struggle for many of us. When you're struggling like that, it can be easy to focus on all your problems rather than the ways you can solve them. If this sounds familiar to you, maybe a therapist can change your way of thinking to become a better problem solver. Many of you know that my wife and I recently separated and I've been silently struggling through that for a while. I wanted some help dealing with the problems that situation brought, so I gave BetterHelp a try. It was honestly such an easy experience. I answered a brief questionnaire, said what I was looking for in a therapist, and before I knew it, I was paired up with a therapist of my choosing. Together, we are making goals to help get the tools I need to become a better problem solver. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, I highly recommend BetterHelp. It's easy, accessible, and most of all, affordable. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/streamingthings.
And now a word from our sponsor. And this week, it's Wondery. Go deeper into the canals of Numenor, the mines of Khazad-dûm, and more with the official The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power podcast. Host Felicia Day. Otherwise known as Nerd Royalty.
The queen herself.
She's from Critical Role. She was in The Guild. Yeah. She was in The Magicians, Supernatural.
Dr. Horrible Sing-Along.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Horrible Sing-Along with deep cut for only the coolest of cools. Mm-hmm. Yep, she's the host, but also has special guests to provide an inside look at the groundbreaking series and what it took to bring Middle Earth to life. Each episode is a recipe for strong gravy. That's what Disa would say.
She absolutely would.
And features exclusive interviews with the series showrunners, J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay, including the very first full breakdown of the incredible season finale. Felicia also goes behind the scenes with the cast and crew to bring you jaw-dropping stories and Easter eggs you won't want to miss. We're talking Mithril. We're talking Elven lore, Valinor, maybe Numenorean. We don't know how deep they go. Hopefully not too deep.
But you can listen to it greedily. Yeah, all right.
Please don't delve too deep.
So rattle your dags, quick sticks, go subscribe to that RSS feed. Do it now.
Absolutely. Watch The Rings of Power on Prime Video and listen to all 8 episodes of the official The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power podcast for free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app now. Damn.
All of a sudden, the score is a lot closer. 1300 to 1100.
You know, it would never cross my mind to consider that movie a horror film for some reason, even though, like,
murders happen.
Yeah. I don't know. Feed me a kitten. What should we do, Chris?
You should probably get back in the game and start with some 100s.
Okay. Paranormal Party for 100. I kind of forget what the point of this one is.
What was the name of the little boy in The Omen?
I've never seen The Omen.
It's
what
all
is
for you.
Damien?
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah.
Just points to Steve.
Just a boy.
Satan.
Paranormal Party for 200.
All right. Now, I gave you guys a hint when we first started recording here. What's the name of the little boy in Child's Play?
He gave us a hint?
I did.
Did he? Was it like, hey guys, I'm giving you a hint?
It's very obvious.
I think I remember his name, but I'm not sure.
What is Andy?
Say, yeah. Yep, that's what it is.
Tied ball game. Oh, no, it's not. That was a 200. Steve took the lead.
Baby, I'm the king of horror.
Stephen King for 100.
I started out the recording by going, handy. And so that was Stephen the King for 100.
Stephen the King.
11 from Stranger Things has telekinetic powers. Which Stephen King film also features a telekinetic protagonist?
What is Carrie?
Ba-dum-ding.
I almost said, what is Firestarter? And that's Pyrokinetic.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Oh, boy. Stephen the King for 200.
What is the name of the hotel in The Shining?
Oh, I don't think I know this, actually.
Yes, you do. It's pop culture.
It's pop culture, baby.
It's a bedrock.
It's a bedrock. It's not the Winchester. That's the bar in Shaun of the Dead.
Go to the blank and wait for that. All this to blow over. All work and no play.
I honestly don't know if I can remember.
There's this. A bar in Cincinnati named after this, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tokyo Kitty?
It's actually owned by the same people.
Oh, cool. Who owns Tokyo Kitty? I don't know, man. What is the snooty fox? Or Chris, chance to steal.
What is the Overlook Hotel?
Nailed it.
Good job, buddy. I'm proud of you.
All right.
Hey, if you'd watch Ready Player One, you'd have definitely known that.
Oh, how the turntables. Chris is back on top. 1,500 to 1,300.
This is actually the closest game of Jeopardy we've ever played.
This is maybe the only game of Jeopardy that we've been positive numbers.
Steve ran down a bunch of 80s movies and just cleaned house after stealing with a music question. Like, all of our training is coming into play here. Except for I fucked up the knowing the shows that I love because I didn't know who Henry Thomas was.
No, that's okay, man.
I was like, that's the dad.
There's the dad.
Okay. I'm going to go Stephen the King. I regret it. Stephen the King for 300. I should have went Slasher Bash.
What character did Finn Wolfhard and Bill Hader play in the rebooted It?
The fucking funny guy, man.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, unless your name is Georgie, I don't know your fucking name in those movies.
Hey, Georgie. I know that they all float down there.
They do. There's a Beverly. Isn't the girl's name Beverly?
It is. And she went, the actress that played her, the young version of her, went on to be in an awesome show called I'm Not Okay With This, which got canceled after one season.
And I'm not okay travesty, with that.
And it was awesome.
It was a good show.
Right? Like, there was a huge
and it
cliffhanger.
It ended on such a fucking cliffhanger.
It was insane. I want to say Elliot. But I feel like that's the one with glasses and the inhaler who always has like medicine. His mom's super overprotective.
Yeah.
I feel like his name is Elliot. The director was Andy Muschietti.
That is true. Spitting facts.
Bill Skarsgård played Pennywise. Any of this helped me?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Bill Hader is in a show called Barry. That's phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a writer on SNL. And
Bill is short for William.
Mm-hmm. Shakespeare. Ah, I get it. Like 7 degrees. Finn Wolfhard. Damn it. Elliot is definitely the nerdy kid. It's like.
You got it?
It's like.
Does he have it?
It's like Paul. There's Paul, his brother.
It's like Paul, but it's not Paul.
Paul might be his brother.
Did he have a brother?
He did. When he was a kid, his brother's the one that he did. His brother was.
But that not Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, I'm thinking
character.
Of the guy. I'm thinking of Georgie's brother.
Yeah, you're thinking of Georgie's brother.
Fuck.
All right, we're going to need an answer.
Steven. Okay.
All right, Steve, chance to steal.
I'm going to do a big old pass on that one, Bretta.
His name was Richie.
Hey, Richie.
Am I right, Georgie? Boys?
Yeah, okay.
Richie, all right, back to you, Steve.
Damn it.
Let's do slash.
Chapter two was so bad. I deleted all the characters from
chapter two was awful.
I did see a tweet that
except
was really
for Bill Hader.
A tweet like 3 days ago where someone's like, chapter two is literally the longest movie ever made. Don't fact check me on
it. It feels like slash your bass for 400.
Wait, are we on Steve now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was bringing us back.
Casey Becker, one of Ghostface's first kills in Scream, is played by what actor or actress?
One of the first kills?
One of the first.
Okay. So it's debatable what you would
first like, on screen kill.
If you tell people the first kill, this is the name that comes to mind.
Drew Barrymore. Who is Drew Barrymore?
Okay. The reality is that the first kill was her boyfriend who she sees be killed outside the window. But when you say the first kill,
right, I immediately thought of Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. So that's why I said one of the first kills.
Do you like scary?
Give him
movies?
His points.
Oh, yep.
17.
Give me my points, Andy.
Points for Steve.
Okay. It's still anybody's game. Don't fuck it up, Steve. Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a lot of pressure from this side of the room.
No, don't mess it up.
I'm feeling a lot of pressure from this side of the room.
You could take the title of Mr. President.
Focus on this side of the room. It's all good. It's all good vibes over here.
I'm going to have to ask you to get up off my nuts.
No.
He's biting now. Oh, shit. Yeah, let's go with Paranormal Party for 3.
All right. Let's do this. This series of films features the true life experiences of paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren.
It's the Annabelle franchise, but it's not Annabelle. What is their franchise? What is the Conjuring?
Is Steve gonna squeak this out?
Oh, I could still tie Steve if I get the last two.
Well, he could get these wrong.
If I get them wrong, I lose points.
Oh, that's right. You're right. It wouldn't be a tie. Well, if he got it wrong,
win.
If he got it wrong and I didn't steal, and then I got it right, it's still a tie. So there's still multiple ways to tie.
Yep. Oh, this game. This is getting down. This is getting down.
Did you think of a final Jeopardy question?
No, but I will.
I never do either.
Yeah. All right. Well, Paranormal Party for 400. Here we go.
In Sinister, what was Ellison, played by Ethan Hawke's profession?
Oh, Jesus tap dancing Christ.
He was not a Jesus tap dancing Christ.
So Sinister is the one where he's got like the film reels and there's like a weird dude in the film reels, right?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay. Thank you for your honesty. I'm going to say that Ethan Hawke was a
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. He was dude, I don't fucking know. Ethan Hawke was a writer.
Whoa!
What?
He just won the game.
Yeah, that was a winner dude.
We have to do the final Jeopardy though. He can pull away in final Jeopardy.
We're gonna have to. This question is worth 1,200 points.
We still got one more question, right? Or do you not do the last question?
Well, I can do the last question. If I get it wrong, then that only makes it better for you in Final Jeopardy.
But what are the rules? Would you normally have to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to clear the board.
Sense. Okay.
Yeah. There's not like a point where Alex Trebek's like, well, we're done here.
I got to come up with the last Jeopardy question stat. All right, Steve, you ready?
Yeah. Stephen the King for 400.
Wait, did I give you your points for that?
Yeah.
Okay. This person has appeared in more Stephen King adaptations than any other person.
So like movie adaptations, right? It's like an actor.
Red Dawn adaptation.
This person has appeared in more Stephen King adaptations than any other person. Let me think. I'm thinking. I'm putting it in my brain.
Ben Affleck.
And I'm thinking, dude, what? There's so many. I can't even think
Carl
of an
Withers.
Actor who is in multiple adaptations. Is
Morgan it? Well, Freeman. I just had Henry Thomas as a question.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, so the adaptations count as TV shows as well as movies?
Adaptations.
Oh, that changes everything.
Does it?
Is it that dude?
That dude
changes everything.
Henry Thomas?
Is it? What is Henry Thomas?
I think it's a trick question.
Are you going to take it?
I think it's a trick question,
are
Andy.
Are you going to pass? Are you going to take it?
I think the answer is Stephen King.
What? Nailed it.
Because he's always in his own shit.
I'll high five you for that shit.
That was pretty good, right? Good question.
I intentionally said this person, not this actor. Yep. Stephen King.
Give me my points.
I'm going to pay attention to the words Stephen you're not King saying.
Adaptations. So that makes the score 2,000
to 1,600.
Okay, now we need to come up with a final Jeopardy.
Am I currently winning?
You are.
Plan this ahead. Yes, you are up by 400 points. Mm. Okay.
What am I going to bet?
Let me think about this.
Can you bet it up to the entirety, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And what happens if it just doubles?
All in.
Is that a Rounders
All
reference?
In 6 million. All in.
That's a Rounders reference.
Okay. Bear with
me. It's a John Malkovich Russian accent.
All in.
What does he eat? Oreos?
6 million. I don't know.
I know he eats cookies.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know where that reference is. I just know my friend John says it all the time.
It's John Malkovich in Rounders at the end.
Oh, okay.
He's playing Matt Damon in poker.
All in. 6 million.
And he's doing this absurd Russian. I love that movie. Edward Norton's in it as well. Highly recommend it. Mm. If you guys like poker movies. Okay. So
my favorite poker movie is Casino Royale.
That's a damn good poker movie.
It is. I just want Jeffrey Wright to be in the background going, he's got a good hand.
So there's a,
and then you got Marcus who's like, there's 500,000 in the pot.
I'm going to stake you. Jeffrey Wright. I'm going to stake you.
I'm bleeding chips, brother. That's 500 million in the pot.
So if I bet 1600 on this final Jeopardy question and yes. I win, I yeah. get the question correct. I will have 3,200. That's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
1600 times two.
Gotcha, baby.
Yeah.
And then it's how are things shake down at the end of that?
Yeah. So if I bet everything and I lose it all, or if you bet have zero,
if you bet 200 and I bet 200 and I win and you don't get it right, you still win. No, then we tie again.
We tie. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. I accidentally picked a scenario where we would tie. What happens then? We fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what we have to do.
That's when Alex Trebek walks in and says, well, we're done here.
What would you say if we were going to do top 10 horror movies, your favorite would have been The Thing, right?
Probably.
You know, that's the number one rated horror movie on Letterboxd.
Is it really?
The Thing.
Wow.
Did you guys see that Sinister was rated like the scariest based on people's heart rates?
It is.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
I mean, I do remember thinking that one was good. And enjoying that one.
Dude, it's fantastic.
I don't know that I've ever seen Sinister. And that's really? A huge blind spot. Wow. I have no memory of it.
Well, that's the thing about horror movies is that so many of them just have these like spoopy names that don't tell you anything, like mm-hmm. Malevolent or Sinister or Malignant. Or
I always get it confused with Slither.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go ahead and do the thing.
Let's put this competition to bed. Am I Mr. President or is he Mr. President? We got to find out.
All right, then.
All right. So now we got to bet first. I'll type mine out. Steve will just lie later what his was. How about that?
Yeah.
Wait, do we get to hear the question first before we bet?
No, you bet. And then you get the
really?
Question.
That's not bet fair.
First. You bet first. You got to be confident in yourself. Spoiler alert, Chris. I'm going all in.
I don't think he is. I think he's lying. He's going to bet like a hundred.
I'm going all in, baby.
All right.
I have one rule in life, Chris. One rule. And that rule is go big or go home. All right. And technically I'm already home, so I don't have to go big, but I'm going to go big.
All right. I got mine.
Okay. What are you locking in?
None of your business.
Is it locked in?
Okay.
You don't get to see that. Andy gets to see it.
Okay. Andy's looking.
Okay. Do you want to shut your eyes, Chris, and Steve, you can mouth it to me, what you're going to lock in?
Yeah. All in.
Okay. Your question is, who is the killer in Friday the 13th?
Like the character's name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm done, baby.
I'm done. Acapella Jeopardy song.
Boom. All right.
Steve, you answer first because if you get it right, I lose.
With the lead, 2,000 points and you went all in.
All in.
Who is the killer in Friday the 13th?
That's Mrs. Voorhees, Jason's mom.
Nailed it.
That's right, baby. That's right. All right.
You both got it.
3,200 to 4,000. Steve's the winner.
Also said Mrs. Voorhees with 1,600.
I'll be the challenger next week. I'm your Jeopardy champion.
Okay. You're now Mr. President.
You should call me number one horror fan.
Number one horror fan.
I am proud of you both. And I'm excited that this went down as well as it did.
Yeah. Thanks for the Jeopardy, Andy. Well done. Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
I thought Steve would not know that it was Mrs. Voorhees.
I knew, really, baby.
Oh. I didn't try to throw something at you that, like, you definitely wouldn't know, but it was like, it was supposed to be like a trick question. Like, obviously it's Jason, but it's not.
After that, that was the twist in the story where I came back knowing the Stephen King thing. It was an epic battle. Yeah,
it was an epic. That was the closest Jeopardy game we've had.
It was actually
I will shake your hand.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was the limpest handshake ever.
It was. I was like around the mic.
And a wink.
Fist me.
And I'll fist Chris.
I think that's good. I think that wraps up our horror movie coverage. Do follow us on Twitter at StreamThingPod. Do check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/streamingthings. You can subscribe at a variety of tiers. Do. Right before we recorded this episode, we had a big group hangout with our Discord folks. And we all actually they bought us some Chinese food, which is awesome.
They got Andy a birthday present.
They did.
They got me a big Heath bouquet, literally a bouquet of Heath bars. A bouquet of Heath bars.
And a canvas photo. A canvas
print photo of the three of us.
Of me, nude. It was weird. I don't know how they got that photo.
I sent it to him.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Andy loved it. He was like, damn, this is like 36 inches. The canvas.
The canvas. They blew it up times six.
And then what else can they do? What else? You can email us at streamingthingspod@gmail.com. We're going to go record our House of the Dragon mailbag.
Oh, mailbag.
Which you'll probably have heard before that.
No, this is coming out.
This is Halloween.
Yeah, the mailbag. This comes out on Halloween. The mailbag coming out on Wednesday. The mailbag is going to be epic and big. So if you're like, oh man, only a 50-minute episode of Streaming Things on Monday, don't worry. You're probably going to get a longer one on Wednesday.
Don't you fret, Boba Fett, as Steve would say.
When
don't
you guys Boba hear Fett. This, I'm going to be halfway to fucking 70.
That's true. Like,
yikes.
Mm-hmm. 35. Welcome. I'm good at math.
Set you fast.
Welcome to the club, bud.
You're still young, baby. You're still young, baby bird. That's all the time we have right now because Andy's going to die soon. My name is Chris.
I'm dead. And I'm Steve.
And this was Streaming Things. Happy streaming. The new patron shout outs. Thank you all.
Well, guys, I've got great news for you. We have new patrons to thank.
Yes.
Well, let's give a shout out to the people who joined up and became members of the Streaming Things family this month. First, in the Try Before You Deny section, we have Stanton and Valerie.
Stanton and Valerie, man, thank you so much. And never forget, just try before you deny, man.
Our new Marty B VIP producers include Ryan Bigger, Maggie, HHS Teacher, Hailey B, Abby Vollmer, Florida Josh, Christopher Corelli, and Alex.
Florida Josh, are you the man that all those articles have been written about?
Next up, we have our chocolate pudding producers. We have Tile, Jillian Sloan, Alex Lembeck, Jennifer Lynn Itzvon, Lauren Hartzier, Morgan Quimby, Ryan J. Poole, Misa McDaniel.
Is that like a Jar Jar Binks thing?
Yeah,
Misa McDaniel.
Misa give you some bongo.
The planet core. Erica Swanson, Courtney Kilpack, Michelle, Katie, Joe Velez, Barry, Jenna, Melanie Bordelone, Alicia Martinez, Isis, Amy S., and Jennifer Hardy. It's not that ISIS. We also have some Friends Don't Lie producers that joined this month. That is Claire Cumming Herrero and Jenna. And then we cannot forget the people who upgraded the Patreon. So these are people who were at lower tiers and decided, hey, you know what? I'm gonna shoot for the distance. I'm gonna go higher tier.
I'm going for speed.
Yeah, they got one of those little guns that shoot dollar bills and they just like shot it right all over us.
Mm-hmm.
First up, upgrading to the Try Before You Deny tier, we have Adam Horn.
Welcome, Adam.
He's a longtime contributor, Adam. Thank you so much.
Long time.
Well, upgrading to the Marty B VIP section because I knew it was so cool. There's Anina in there. We've got Maria, Ali Awald, Rachel Malloy, and Tony Dare.
I, Tony, dare you guys to upgrade further.
Well, well, one person took you up on that. They upgraded to the chocolate pudding tier, and that is Jenna.
Jenna, welcome and Jenna. Thank you. You have found the chocolate pudding. Much and keep it going, man. Just keep stay in the family. We need you here.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.